sitting near the doors. So just listen to me a few minutes. Not going to be long. Lord had this service directed like this for a reason this morning. And there's no doubt in my mind, somebody here needs this little thought that I'm going to bring you right now. Romans chapter 14, verse 7. Romans chapter 14 and verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Now in Hebrews chapter 11. Y'all help me now. We need it quiet in here. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And look at this part. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. He, being dead, yet speaketh. That verse is always got a hold of me when I read that verse. Here's a man who's been dead for thousands of years. And yet what he did in his life still speaks. The Bible said in Romans that none of us live to himself, but he dies to themselves. I've heard people say, well, what I do is my business. Don't hurt nobody but me. That's not true according to the Word of God. According to the Word of God, you are influencing people for good or for bad. Your life leaves a trail like footprints that follow you. And I'd like to preach to you for just a few minutes this morning on the subject, what will I leave behind? What will I leave behind? This life is a passing scene. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you again that everybody in this room is going to die. You're going to die. Our society rejects that notion. They have the idea if you don't think about something, it'll never happen. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to die. You're going to die. I'm going to die. They're going to have a funeral service for everybody in here if the Lord don't come in our lifetime. They're going to have one for me. Genesis 5 is a scripture that tells us about this. It said, and he died, and he died, and he died, and he died. And he died over and over and over, showing us that everybody dies. 52 million people a year. 144,000 a day. 5,000 per hour. 100 per minute. While I've been standing up here talking, there's probably been over 200 people died in this world. 100 per minute. Almost 2 a second. Just like that. People are dying all over this world. Some people die slow, painfully, in the hospital with a disease. Others die quick, just like that, with no warning. Just this past week, my wife came home yesterday evening off bus route. And they, a bunch of them, had been out on the bus route down toward Morganton yesterday. Been out all day. She came in and she just couldn't hardly wait to tell me what had happened. It was so scary and so spooky. She said, Danny, we talked to a man last week on bus route. She said, I talked to him and gave him one of our church tracts. She said, I went there this morning. Little boy's out playing. She said, where's your daddy? Little boy looked up and said, my daddy died. Died Friday morning or Friday night one. They're probably having that man's funeral today. She was just over there talking to him the other day. Healthy. Out walking around in the yard. You see, we don't know when we're going to die. You don't know. I don't know. I mean, listen, it would change the way people live if you really believe that any time you can die, any moment. Nobody in this room knows that you're going to be alive by tomorrow evening. Now, I know people don't like to hear that. I've talked to people about this, and they'll say, "Oh, don't, that's gory. That's don't talk like that." I don't know why we shouldn't talk about it. I mean, it's going to happen. It's just like getting up and going to work tomorrow or school tomorrow. It's sure. It is going to take place. Did you know that you are older right now than you've ever been? That's a depressing thought, isn't it? You are older right now than you've ever been, man. And now you're older than you was when I said that. And now you're older than you was when it hit you a second ago. And now even older. And now older than that. And now you're older than that. You'll never be any younger. You know why you start getting wrinkles? You know why your hair turns gray or turns loose? You're dying, buddy. You're dying. I'm dying. You're dying. You're just dying. You say, "I've never felt better." You ain't kidding nobody but yourself. You ain't kidding. No, you can do aerobics. You can drink. You can eat bird seed and leaves and all that stuff if you want to. You're going to die anyway. Might as well eat you some hamburger meat and enjoy what little bit of time you got. Amen? That's right. You're going to die. He's healthy. No, I'm not trying to be ugly, but they're going to die too. There ain't enough cell in the world keep you alive forever. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. My question is, what are you going to leave behind? How are people going to remember you? Even though you die, your influence doesn't die. Your influence still. People every once in a while say, "Danny," they say, "now if I die before the Lord comes back, or if I die before you do, I want you," I've had a lot of people say, "I want you to preach my funeral. I want you to preach my funeral." And a lot of times I'll say, "I'm sorry, I can't do it." And they say, "Why?" And I say, "Because you are preaching your funeral right now. All people going to remember about you at your funeral is the way you lived. People's going to remember you at your funeral by the things that you said, by the way that you acted, by the places you went, by even the clothes you wear, by the words that came out of your mouth. People are going to remember you, and you're going to leave a legacy or something behind to influence people for God or for the devil. You leave behind a trail of thoughts, actions, deeds, habits for other people to follow. And I have an idea we're going to give an account to God one day for the influence that we had over other people, whether it be for good or bad. When people see your grave, they're going to remember you. Listen, if you owe a man $100, $100, and you die and you never made no effort to pay that $100, if that man, it could be 10 years later when he drives by your grave, he'll say, "That man owed me $100 and never paid it." Ain't that something? Isn't it something that people are going to remember you for good or for bad? I've heard people say, matter of fact, I heard an old preacher one time who was preaching, evidently must have had a heart attack while he's preaching, and he come around like this, and he said, "I have just one more point to make." Bam! And hit the floor. And that was it. You know, people remember that old guy. They'll say, "I never will forget him standing up there preaching." And that's the memory that they have of him. We're not going to be here forever, folks. We're not going to be here forever. Matter of fact, some of us may have less time than we think. I may have less than a week to live. I don't know. That trip to Georgia may be the last trip I ever make. I don't want to sound gory. I don't want to sound... But the truth's the truth. We just as well face it. We are not promised another day. We ought to make the best out of this day. If you got something to do, do it today. If you got some confessing to do, do it today. If you got some getting right with God to do, do it today. You're not promised tomorrow. The kind and type of life you're living, it is forming currents that'll be felt by people after you're gone. If the Bible has a great, tremendous graveyard in it. And if you walked in those doors this morning and you pulled open those bars and it would say, "Come, this is the Bible graveyard." There would be an Old Testament graveyard. There would be a New Testament graveyard. And you would see graves. If you walked through those graveyard this morning, you might come to one and somebody might say, well, whose grave is that? And you would say that it says Lot. And if you remember the story of Lot in the Bible, that story said that Lot did this. He had a choice to make one day, and he chose the world over the spiritual things of God. And because of that, Lot got backslid. And because of that, Lot turned away from God. And because of that, Lot wound up getting incest with his daughters and getting drunk. And Lot caused his daughters to father illegitimate children by them and became a nation of rebels. And Lot's testimony, listen to me, Lot's testimony was a terrible one to be left. And if you saw Lot's grave, that's what you'd think about. You'd think about the incest. You'd think about the bad things that he'd done. You'd think about his life being away from God. You'd think about the angels having to literally drag him out of Sodom because he didn't have enough spiritual sense to come out before God could destroy it. That's what you think of when you think of Lot. I want to tell you something this morning, folks. We are saved by grace. We are saved by the gift of God. Hallelujah for that. But I want to tell you, as far as other people are concerned, it does make a difference how you live your life. It does make a difference where they see you uptown. It does make a difference the impression you give, the clothes you wear, the words you speak. It is influencing people for God or the devil. Say, well, it don't matter. I'm saved. I can do whatever I want to. God don't care. Yes, God does care. Because you're the only Bible some people ever going to read. What are you going to leave behind? What are you going to leave behind? Abraham's grave. On down the way there. My soul, Abraham. You know what? If I seen Abraham's grave this morning, you know what I'd think? That scripture come to mind where it said Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. I think about that time where he obeyed God enough to where he took his only son, climbed up on that mountain, made an altar, and was willing, right ready to kill his son just like that if God wanted him to. That's what I think of when I think of Abraham. What are people going to think of when me and you're gone? Well, they're going to remember you. They're going to remember you. Well, he never would do nothing, wouldn't pay his bills, and he wouldn't work, and he's a bum, and he stayed backslid. But they're going to remember you saying, hey, that man was always there. Every time the church doors were open, he sang in the choir, he gave, he prayed, he gave testimonies. How are people going to remember you when you die? Or, hey, listen, in short, you can put this whole message in a nutshell and say this. When I die one of the days, and they lay me out in front of a casket, in front of a congregation, and they put me down here, this is where I want to be. Don't stick me in no funeral home. That's where they keep dead people. I don't like them places. I put me in here, right here in the house of God. This is where my life is. This is where my ministry's been. This is where my work's been. Put me right there. If I die, and I want you to do this, there'll be a lot of people probably come around. There'll be probably people drive by and say, oh, hallelujah, he's finally gone. Man, this is a wonderful day. We'll send gifts one another. We'll have a big time. There might be somebody cry. I'm done paid a few to come around and cry. If they'll shed a few tears. I tell you what, they may cuss, they may laugh, they may jeer, but there's one thing I want people to know. When they come around and see my carcass laying in that casket, I want them to know I learned to live for God and that I went to heaven. I don't want my kids to stand over my dead body and wonder where their daddy's at. I want them to say, I seen daddy pray. I saw him read the Bible. I know he's with God in heaven. That's what's going to matter one of these days. Hey, all the money in this world you can give your family ain't worth what you could give them when you're laid in your casket. When they see your cold face laying there saying, I know mama's with God. I know daddy's with Jesus. I mean, that's all that matters, people. People, we get off track so much. We get to where all we think there is in life is getting ahead and a bigger home or a nicer car. I mean, there's nothing wrong with those things. I mean, nothing. If you got a big car, hallelujah. Big house, hallelujah. If you got a big refrigerator, hallelujah. I don't care, but I'm telling you, there's more things important than that. Matter of fact, when you die, people ain't going to look at what kind of shoes you've got on. I don't even think they put shoes on you when you're in a casket. Don't matter. It don't matter. Where are you and what kind of influence did you leave behind? You see Job's grave. Job's grave says, stay faithful. Belshazzar, what do you think of? Uh-oh, partying. He partied too much. One time too many. When I think of Belshazzar, I think of a whole big room full of people. And everybody got these wine glasses, and they're passing around, the band's playing, and they're going wild dancing, hugging. I mean, you know, they're going like, that's what I remember Belshazzar at. How are they going to remember you, friend? You say, well, my life's a mess. I'd hate to think what would happen to me. Come down here and get it right this morning. When I think of Herodias, you know what I think of? Don't live in sin. You know what Herodias done? He took his brother's wife, man. His brother's wife. And said, I don't care if you are my brother's wife. Come over here. He took her to himself. And John the Baptist told him, that ain't right. You can't do that. You can't take another man's wife. And Herodias said, I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to. And when you remember him, all you remember he was doing is living with that woman. That's how you remember him. I want to tell you something. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I ain't never seen a woman worth going to hell for. I've had people say, boy, I tell you, I would get saved, but I'm shacking up with this woman and she ain't that beautiful. You about half blind anyway, man. She's probably a grouch and everything else. And if she, hey, by the way, if she'll cheat with you, she'll cheat on you. You ever notice people don't never think about that? They say, I found someone special that really cares for me. You are a nut. That's what you are. You're a nut. You have a real low IQ. You need to have your head looked at. If they'll cheat with you, they'll cheat on you. You say, well, she's so sweet. She's sweet and she'll mess around with a married man. She ain't sweet. She's... I'm a preacher. I was going to say slut, but I won't. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm telling you, listen to me this morning. You hear me? People going to remember you when you die. People's going to remember the influence you left behind. I'm telling you, brother, how's people going to remember you? They're going to remember you as the drinking, partying, cussing, cane raising person that you are. You're going to say, Brother Danny, I don't want people to remember me like that. Well, you better get it right this morning. You better get it right this morning. Is your grave going to say, don't turn back? That song a while ago really spoke to my heart. Because I thought of people. I thought of people who used to serve God and now they're back out in sin. And they ain't happy. They're not happy. If you want to be miserable, you just turn your back on God. If you've ever really been saved, you will never be happy. You'll never be happy out there living like you're not supposed to live. You don't forget it. What are you going to leave behind? I was thinking about all the stuff, my cards and stuff I got the other week for Pastor Appreciation Day. And one of the things that touched me so much was a big card the Special Citizens gave me. It was about this big. I got it over in my office now. Bless their heart, they made me a little thing like this. It looked like a flower pot. And it had a little tree coming out of it. It was a money tree and had little $1 bills on it. Man, I couldn't even touch them. I just left them over there. They're in my office. And it said, talked about the widow's mite and giving what you could. And you know what? One of these days, one of those people go on home to be with the Lord. Turn this on, Brother Roy. I'll remember that. See, it don't have to be a whole big thing, just a little thing from your heart that people remember. And I'll ask you a question this morning as we get ready to close. What are you going to leave behind? There's currents following you right now. What will you leave behind when you leave this world? You say, Brother Danny, I'm afraid if I died today that I wouldn't leave something good behind. But right here at this old-fashioned altar this morning is the place to get it fixed and leave behind the right kind of trail. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Can I ask you a question this morning? Last Sunday morning, I think we had two or three people got saved in our Sunday morning service. Maybe you're back here this morning. You say, Brother Danny, if I had to die today, I don't think I'd be happy with what I would leave behind. I feel like God used that song a while ago and the message together to speak to somebody who's backslid and used to serve God. Some's already coming. Some's already come to the altar this morning. Really, come on now, be honest, my friend. Be honest. Would you be happy to meet God today in the condition you're in? Why don't you just get out of your seat, make your way down here to this altar? Why don't you just give the Lord another chance? Look at all the chances He's give you. Why don't you give Him a chance this morning? Say, God, there's some things I need to straighten up. There's some things I need to get right. And Lord, I know You. Hey, He ain't done nothing to you. It don't matter how people's treated you. God ain't treated you wrong. You're obligated to serve Him no matter what anybody else does. If you need to come, you come this morning. Many have come already. Many have come already. Maybe there's others. Maybe there's others. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for these that have come. I thank You for every single person here this morning. A lot of people here I don't even know, but You know, and You brought them here tonight or this morning, and I pray, God, that You'd deal with their heart. I pray, God, that You'd move upon them. I pray that You'd convict them of sin. And Lord, may they make that big, big step that they need to make. What will they leave behind will be determined on what they do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.